This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Under Brian Kelly, you've got Jaden Daniels. Now it looks like Garrett Nussmeier is going to be the next guy up.
Oh, you see, I always transition just in general. You think of them with all these different quarterbacks. And for a while, I remember it was wide receiver you back when it was like Jarvis and Odell, and they were ushering all those guys in. Like LSU has been, I mean, they've been at the forefront for, it's been years now.
So LSU gets the 17-10 win on the road. It should be noted, on the road in Death Valley. And Dabo Swinney, Clemson head coach, put it this way.
That is a physical group. It's a very smart quarterback, and that is a back. They're going to be a problem, and they got some explosive dudes, and it was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game down the last play, right out of the gate. It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65. We made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
That's just so Dabo.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Well, except the point where he said neither one of us was that great.
I mean, LSU wasn't that great either.
They won.
They scored 17 points. It's not like they...
It's a battle. It was 9 versus 4. The idea that that was going to be a dominating one-sided game was silly in the first place.
I mean, neither one of them did really much. Clemson was just miserable on third downs. Clemson lost the time of possession by a million. Clemson ran, I think it was like 33 total rushing yards in the game. Mm-hmm. They were just over like a yard point two per carry. Like there was a lot Clemson didn't do right, but it's not like LSU came in there and was just awesome.
Well, Brian Kelly did get wind of these Dabo Swinney comments, and there's winning the game, which he did. Mm-hmm. He's winning the press conference, which I think he does here, but I think that proves he was able to do both.
We dominated him in the second half, so he's either a really good grader, giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half.
Oh, come
on.
That
was so good.
You scored 14 points in the second half. You didn't dominate him in the second half. That was insane by Brian Kelly.
I think the insane thing was...
Was Dabo mean? Yeah, Dabo was mean about it.
No, he wasn't mean. He was wrong.
He was mean about it.
One team played very poorly. The other played well enough to win.
One team played very poorly. The other team played average. Which is higher than like a 64 on his curve, probably.
It's probably like a 65, but still.
It's probably like a 75 or so. It's probably somewhere within that range.
Like a high C plus.
Yeah, like this is not a great LSU game. Now, I like Clemson's defense a lot. Uh-huh. I think they got a lot of NFL players. I think I told you earlier, Ohio State will finish top three in total defense this year. I think Clemson's going to be somewhere in the top three as well. I just think they have a really good defense. So like, to even score 17 on them, maybe that's the accomplishment. But you got to score more than 14 to talk about dominating. Dominating last night is what happened against Bill Belichick last night and our Hoover Dam.
I mean,
our furry Hoover.
That sounded like Larry Hoover, and I just started thinking of old rap songs. This is not great.
That's dominating.
If you're Brian
that's
Kelly,
dog walking.
If you're okay, but that was never going to be this.
You scored
game.
A touchdown in each quarter. That's not dominating.
This is okay, but I think you're putting it on the scoreboard. I think
which is where I just how I should put it.
I think LSU was the significantly better team in the second half.
No one's saying they weren't.
I think Brian Dabo's Kelly, saying they weren't.
Brian Kelly, no. He graded it out as if LSU was better. But Brian Kelly said dominating.
I believe he said neither team was great in the second half.
No, but he still said they were better. Neither team was great. As evidenced by the 65-58 or whatever his curve was. But like Brian Kelly acted as if that was the greatest game of football ever played in the second half.
I think Brian Kelly gets to take the victory lap here, and he gets to say anything he wants because Dabo did what Dabo always does, which is open his big mouth too much.
You eked out a win. Congratulations.
That's not eked out. You don't eke out a win against a number four team of the country.
It was tied going into the fourth quarter, and then they won by a touchdown. They eked out a win.
That's when you get like a weird fluky play and then a weird 25-yard chip shot field goal.
Brian Kelly acted as if this was like a 45-7 game.
That's not. No, he said it's a great win. It is a great win by LSU.
He said dominating.
He believes they dominated.
They won by a score, a single score.
Who wants to be daddy?
You can dominate, but do you think Ohio State dominated?
I think Dabo was closer than Brian Kelly was in the post-game comparisons of the two games.
Nah, I can't let Dabo, you keep saying Dabo, I can't let Dabo off the last thing of neither were great. You weren't great. The other team did pretty okay.
Pretty okay is not nearly the press conference that Brian Kelly described.
I mean, but when you win that game on the road, you get to say
you
dominate.
It's a good win. I mean, there's a reason why LSU is, this put them up in the AP top 25 in a certain spot. I think they moved up all the way from 9th to 8th, I think. The voters are responding accordingly.
Wait, they moved one spot for beating the 4 seed?
I think they moved up one spot.
This is why nobody cares about the AP top 25 anymore.
Well, let me double check, though. I might be wrong. I might just be wrong.
They should be the second or third best team in the country with this.
TikTok.
Maybe they are.
Dabo's got the dree up.
Oh, no, they moved up to third. Okay, good.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Clemson's eighth. That's where my confusion came in.
And by the way, Penn State should not be above LSU when you get this kind of win. And honestly, I
agree with you. Winning, and again, beating as good of a team as Clemson is, winning was the goal. Doesn't matter by how many or how few or whether it was graded on a curve or anything else in between. Winning was the main objective. They got the win. They need to get boosted up for it. But Brian Kelly acting as if basically Clemson wasn't even on the same field as them is crazy to me.
I am about to make this might be a bridge too far for some people. I think LSU should be ranked ahead of Ohio State. Ohio State did beat the 1 seed, but they beat them at home. LSU went on the road, beat a team that was 5 spots ahead of them, the 4 seed, on the road. I think that's a much more impressive win.
Do you think LSU is a better team than Ohio State? Because I don't.
I don't know. I think that's okay. Are we basing it off of on paper? Are we basing them off of like who I think they're going to be?
Whichever you prefer, dealer's choice.
I think LSU will be one of the final four teams standing in college this year.
And you think that about Ohio State too, though?
Yes. So they're very comparable teams.
I get what you're saying. You want to give the road team the extra bump for beating them on the road. I get it. I can't argue with that necessarily. I think Ohio State's a better team. I think that's why they got as many first place votes as they did. I think
they got as many first place. They were the national champion last year, and they're.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ohio State.
Well, that's how we initially got the rankings to begin with.
Well, no, but I think your point was like, well, this is why they got so many first place votes. I think it helps when you're Ohio State. And the funny thing is LSU is amongst the blue blood crowd. I think if we talk about who gets more of a favorable look from writers or whatever,
they've earned it.
I think Ohio State gets more of a favorable look than LSU does traditionally.
Right, and they've earned it.
But they have the less impressive win this year. Because now we actually have games to go off of, not just phony preseason rankings.
No, I still look at the Texas win as more impressive to me, even if it was at home. I think Texas is a better football team than what Clemson is, even though I told you, I really do like Clemson.
I think all four teams are going to be playoff teams.
Of course, but like they do have to see these at some point. Like at some point, you do have to say which team is your number one team. At some point, you do have to lock in those votes. For the voters, 55 out of 66 first place votes went to Ohio State.
And I think they were wrong.
Yeah. So you have Ohio State number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a slight to either team. They're both good teams.
I think it's a slight to LSU. I think it's really, really hard to go on the road. And this is actually the benefit if I'm a Longhorn fan today that I would give myself. It's really hard to go on the road to a – and listen, it was a great environment for Ohio State at noon kickoff. That has been touch and go. It is never not a great environment for Clemson when it's at home, whether it's a noon kickoff or whether it's a night kickoff like they had. I know LSU's in the SEC and they pride themselves on playing in these kind of games four or five times a year. You can make a case that this is going to be the toughest team or close to it that Clemson faces all year, and they went on the road. You can do the same thing for Ohio State, Texas,
right?
But that carries a little bit more weight for Texas than it does Ohio State. Because you were eating home cooking if you're the Buckeyes.
Well, in Ohio State, too. They take on Penn State later on in the year. They have some other games. I mean, LSU takes on Florida in a couple weeks. That's going to be a big-time game. They'll take on Ole Miss a few weeks after that. They got games that they got to play, too.
But I continue to go with, I think my real beef is the Penn State thing. I know that they were number two previously. Love and respect to Penn State. You beat the holy crap out of Nevada. That's going to be a... That's a group of, isn't it a group of six now? Group of 16. Everybody else played big boys.
Yeah, I think we should reward the people that take on the week one tough opponent. I think that should be something that we weigh heavily in this discussion. And so for that, I mean, of course, I'd put up LSU above Penn State.
Also, can we just say one thing?
I like that they played a tough team.
So we didn't get to this. I know you touched on something because I saw the rundown from Friday.
Yeah.
All.
I might not have touched on it. There's things we didn't get to.
All Saturday long on game day and big noon kickoff, all anyone would talk about is how coaches are afraid of these early season matchups because how much one loss can matter in the playoff era. But they were talking about it like it's a new thing, which coaches have been using the excuse of, I don't want to get jobbed in the playoff or the national title hunt by losing a game because that'll take me out of the power position for it. This has been happening since before the BCS.
Right, but how I had it was whether or not it's punitive and whether or not it's going to be a punitive for losing a week one matchup, and the results are in. It's not at all.
Depending
how you do it, right? Like Alabama, for instance, vomiting all over their shoes, that's going to be pretty punitive to them because they showed themselves that they're just not a real team at this point. Like what makes Clemson and what makes with some of these other teams, and then Notre Dame, for instance, is another one of these that you have these losses. Texas falls in this group as well. They had these losses, but they were right there with the other team. They were competitive with the other team, and they didn't just look awful.
I think it was more that especially College Game Day crew, they were talking about it like this is a problem currently ongoing with the current College Football Selection Committee. And my rebuttal would be, you have less to fear about losing a big game now because look how many 2-3 loss teams have gotten in as you've expanded the playoffs. So you're talking about this as if it's a new issue. It's been for as long as I can remember. And the more teams you let in, the less fear there is going to be to Ohio State and Texas scheduling this game, because it's just not going to be as punitive.
Right, and that's, I think that's the bonus. Now, myself, what I was worried about is, was I going to look at that and say, well, why am I even watching week one? Why am I paying attention if there is? Because one beautiful thing about college football in the past was how punitive it was if you had a loss, and how it did just shake everything up. And as evidence, it doesn't really make a difference. Now, fortunately for myself, I had a lot of fun this weekend. It didn't really matter.
This is why, by the way, as crazy as it sounds, I don't think we should wait till halfway through the season to get college football rankings. I think we should get them right off the rip. I think the idea that week one, after a great week one, we're relying on the AP top 25, none of those voters, which by the way, are going to be voting for, like, you know, the actual meaningful college football matters. Playoffs thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you got to start that from week one. Because I think the whole point of...
The committee puts themselves in a bind then that way. And I know I'm defending and sticking up for the committee here, but the problem with doing it week one is that it makes it harder for them to be... have some continuity within what they believe and what they think. Now, you would argue, and I think I'd argue in return, well, what they think and believe should stay consistent all throughout the entire year anyway, but we would just call out their hypocrisies at a higher rate.
I think it would be must-watch TV. If, in the same way it is when, was it 6 weeks from now, we get the first rankings, as much as that is true, that is always, every single week is must-watch. I think why not? Because what has happened with a selection show every week is college football, slowly but surely, has stopped being as regional. Like the playoffs being a part of the conversation from jump has allowed you to trim some of that regional nature of college football, and some of the NIL changes have done this as well. So I think if you started the, I think you would notice it would be a hell of a lot less regional if you just started the playoff. If tonight there was a big reveal of here's our first top 10, I think top 10. You can start out as top 10, then you branch out to top 25 4 weeks from now or something like that.
Listen, I wouldn't hate it. I always like more rankings. I like more things to argue about, and I like it being a concrete ranking like that. But I do wonder if it would just be hard, because then, for instance, in the situation we talked about, you valued LSU's win on the road more because you value more with road wins, at least in this early stage. We'll see how you feel about that in week 7 or week 8 when you still have to decide what actually tilts it in one favor or another. Maybe it still is road wins, but for the committee, that's hard to maintain over a whole season.
Who was more right in the smack-off, Dabo Swinney or Brian Kelly? In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.